welcome to Sunday Showcase. I am Damiano Pietropaolo, and I'm here at the Royal George Theatre in Niagara-on-the-Lake, home of the Shaw Festival. I'm here with Artistic Director Jackie Maxwell for the first of this season's broadcasts in the Bell Canada Reading Series. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Damiano.
Well, here we are, heading into our seventh season for the Bell Canada Series, and you're enjoying your first as the Shaw's Artistic Director. How's it going?
It's going well. Fast and furious, but I'm having a great time.
And we have a full house here for the Reading Series.
Yes, we do. It's a very popular series. I think the audience enjoys seeing the actors without any of the stuff around them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just them up there, how they really look in their civvies. It's very engaging. You just sit, listen, and hear wonderful stories.
The magic of radio.
Indeed.
Indeed. Our series starts off with two Chekhov short stories directed by yourself.
That's right.
Tell us about your choices.
Well, they're just two delightful pieces. Chekhov called them, these one acts, his vaudevilles, and that's what they are. They're just that, fast, funny, furious, and in this case, beautifully and wittily adapted by Morwen Brebner. He takes human foibles and egos and rings them around a bit and ultimately treats them with a great sense of absurdity. It's great fun.
I couldn't agree more. I think the actors are ready.
So let's take our seats for The Bear and the Proposal.
Here we go.
Listen, ma'am, what I'm saying is I think it's unhealthy. It's a beautiful day outside. You should see it. The sun is so buttery, the trees smell like toast. The shade is so cool, you could go skating. Every single living creature is happy. The maid and the cook are picking berries. The birds are singing. The cat's running around the lawn eating the birds. But you're shut up in here like a vampire, like a nun in a convent, making yourself miserable. How long has... It's been almost a year since you left the house.
And I'll never leave it again. Why should I? He's dead in the ground. These four walls are my mausoleum. We're both dead.
Why do I even try? Why do I even try? I should just wear earplugs and mind my beeswax. Okay. Nikolai Mihailovich died. It was God's will, and God forgive me, that's that. It's time to move on. You remember my old wife? She died. It was sad. I cried for 2 weeks, and then I got over it. How much can you weep for one old woman? You've been leaking water like a sinking ship for a year now. Oh, you won't let the neighbors visit? We live, I'm sorry, like spiders. Like the whole house is a basement. We never see the sun. My livery has been chewed up by mice. Maybe if you had doll friends, but the neighborhood teems with fascinating people. Literati and... Glitterati. And the army boys. Come on, they're like candy. There are parties every weekend with dancing. Oh, ma'am, you're young, you're beautiful, you're apple-cheeked and milk-fed. This is the time you need to seize life. Beauty is, I hate to say, a fleeting gift. In 10 years, you'll wake up and want to go strut your stuff, but your stuff will be old and it will be too late.
Never talk to me about this again. My life has been meaningless since Nikolai Mihailovich died. I seem to be alive, but it's an illusion of life. An illusion, Nikolai. His dead soul knows how much I love him, that I'm still faithful. I know everyone knows he was cruel to me, that he cheated on me. It's no secret. But just wait until we meet again in the afterlife and he sees how good I've been.
Yes, well, maybe instead of thinking so much, you should go for a walk. Or get Giant or Toby harnessed up and ride. Ma'am, no. Now, what did I...
He loved Toby so much. He loved that horse. He would ride it everywhere. He was so good on a horse. Do you remember how handsome he looked pulling the reins? Oh, Toby, Toby. Tell them to give Toby extra oats today.
Very well.
Who could that be? Tell them I'm not at home.
Very well.
Oh, Nikolai. My love for you won't die until I do. When they throw me on the ground and pile dirt on top of me and put a big rock on top of that, then I'll stop loving you. Are you ashamed? Are you a teensy-weensy bit ashamed that your young widow lives like a nun in a convent when you were a drunken adulterer who barely ever came home?
Ma'am, there's a man here to see you.
Did you tell him that since my husband's death nearly a year ago, I'm not receiving guests?
Yes, but he says it's important.
I am not at home!
Well, yes, I did mention that. But he's very large and pushy, and he's already in the dining room.
Fine, but it's unbearable. Doesn't anyone understand my desperate need for solitude? Let him in.
Very well.
Why do people plague me with their demands? What do they want from me? I need absolute tranquility. Oh, I think I may definitely have to go into a convent. I'll make some calls tomorrow.
No, sir, I tell you, she never sees anyone.
Idiot, will you talk, moron?
Oh.
Madam, excuse me. I'm Grigory Stepanovich Smirnov. I'm sorry, but I've come on unpleasant business.
What do you want?
I had the nebulous honor of knowing your late husband, who died leaving me an IOU for 2,000 rubles. Since I have to make a loan payment myself tomorrow, I need you to pay me that money today.
2,000 rubles? What for?
I was his oat supplier.
Oh, oats. Oh, Luca, go tell them to make sure Toby gets extra oats.
Oh,
obviously, if Nikolai Mihailovich died owing you money, I'll pay it. But I don't have any liquid cash today. My accountant will be back tomorrow, and I'll get him to pay you then. But today it's impossible. It's the 7-month anniversary of my husband's death, and I'm too depressed to deal with financial matters.
Well, if you don't pay me today, I'll be depressed too, because I'll be bankrupt. They'll seize my assets.
You'll get paid the day after tomorrow.
I don't need it the day after tomorrow. I need it today.
Well, excuse me, but I can't pay you today.
You can't.
I can't.
That's your final word.
It's my final word.
Your final word.
Final.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic. Life just gets more ideal every minute. I'm supposed to be a cold-blooded businessman. Always be closing. How? On the way here, I ran into a gentleman I know. He said, you seem cranky, Grigory Stepanovich. Cranky? If I don't get some money, I'm a dead man. I've been on the road since 4 a.m. yesterday visiting my debtors. None of them will pay. Last night, I slept, I don't even know, on the floor of a motel office with my head wedged between a keg of beer and a rat trap. Finally, I show up here hoping to get paid, and you're depressed. Of course I'm cranky.
I believe I've been more than frank with you. My accountant will pay you tomorrow.
I'm not talking to your accountant. I'm talking to you.
My accountant will pay you tomorrow.
Excuse me, but what the hell does this have to do with your accountant?
I'm completely not used to language like that.
What?
I think I've just gone deaf.
What?
Oh, I have.
But
I can't hear you. Good day, sir.
Give me a break. Depressed. Her husband died 7 months ago. I'm depressed. And the bank's tiny violin isn't exactly weeping for me. Her accountant's out of town. What am I supposed to do? Magically escape in a hot air balloon? Bash my brains out on a rock? I show up at Grudzev's. He's out. Yaroshevitz hides behind the curtains. Karitsyn fakes a heart attack. Matuzov has a heart attack. And she's depressed. Not one rat bastard will pay up. It's because I coddle them. They have contempt for me because I'm nice. I'm squishy. I'm weak. I'm practically a woman. Well, it's over. They want hard. I'll show them hard. They think they can screw me. You can't screw me. I'll stay here. I'll just hang around until she pays up. Ugh! Jesus Christ, I'm furious. I feel like I'm having a seizure. Ugh! I'm so enraged it's making me nauseous.
Hey, you! What do you want?
Get me a glass of beer or a glass of water.
Very well.
Give her points for logic, though. I'm so broke, I'm suicidal, but she won't pay me because she's too depressed to deal with financial matters. Sure, the female art of logic. I would rather stab myself in the eye with a pen than argue with a woman. It would be less painful. I have goosebumps. That woman is literally making my flesh crawl in her little skirt. She's such a poetic creature. My calves are spasming. Help!
Here's your water. The lady's sick and not at home.
Get out! Oh. Sick and not at home, my ass. She could be sick and not at home for a year. I'll wait for a year until I get paid. I'm here for what's mine, lady. She can't distract me with her dimples. I'm immune to dimples.
Semyon! Semyon, unharness the horses and give them some oats. We're here until hell freezes over.
Whatever. I'll whatever you. This is bad. It's as hot as an oven in here. Oh, God. I slept badly. My head is killing me. Maybe I should drink some vodka. I'll drink some vodka.
Hey, you! What do you want?
Give me a glass of vodka.
Back and forth, back and forth.
I look like hell. It's true. I acknowledge it. I need a shave. This suit is filthy. My collar's all crumpled. I should learn how to iron. I'm surprised that little widow didn't mistake me for a vagrant and call the police. It's antisocial to dress this badly. Whatever. I'm not a visitor. You don't need a crisp shirt to collect a debt.
Here's your vodka. You seem to be making yourself at home.
What?
Nothing. I was...
What are you talking about? Are you talking to me? Shut up. Get out.
Insane maniac.
Oh, I'm so angry. What's the word? Analgesic? Apoplectic! I feel like I could chew up the whole world and spit it out, then chew it up again. Hey, yo!
Sir, in my solitude, I am not used to the human voice. Would you please stop yelling? It's horribly upsetting to me.
Then pay me my money.
I told you in plain English that you'll have to wait until tomorrow.
And I told you in plain English that if you don't pay me today, I'll have to kill myself.
What am I supposed to do? Go down to the basement and print the money?
So you won't pay me?
I can't.
Fine. I'll just sit here until you can.
That's ridiculous.
I'll just sit like this. No, I'll stand like this. No, I'll sit like this. It's more comfortable. Ah, why won't you pay me? Do you want me to die? Do you hate me?
You have no idea how to relate to women, do you?
I know exactly how to relate to women.
Oh, like a puerile malcontent?
How should I relate to you? Delicately? Should I speak French? Oh, madame, je vous prie. Thank you so much for not giving me my money. Oh, you are too kind. Oh, such a nice day. Oh, you look so good in black. Oh,
blah, 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 blah. You're stupid and rude.
I'm stupid and rude. I can't relate to women. Let me tell you something. I've had more women than you've had lipsticks. I left 12 of those women. Only 9 left me. Ha ha! I used to be what they call a player. I would flirt, loiter around, catching bees with metaphorical honey. Yes, really. I also believe deeply in women's liberation. I sighed, I pined, I melted, cooled, suffered. I loved. Passionately, madly, foolishly, completely, I loved. But no more. I don't give a damn about red lips, black, passionate eyes, dimples, your breathing. That flutter in your... I don't give a rat's ass. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all women. In my experience, you're as indistinguishable as termites. The poetic sex, my ass. You're petty, gossipy, vain, grasping, lying, and cruel. You just disguise it well. You look like goddesses. We gasp in awe. That skirt, that hair, that voice. And don't see the shark underneath it. In your souls, you're sharks. Sharks!
Oh, my chair!
The worst part is that you deny it. You pretend to be wilting and sensitive, unable to sleep with a pea under your mattress when you're really all teeth and stomachs. You loll about on a couch while a man scrapes and sacrifices for you. If he's not enough, you move to another couch and loll there. Show me a faithful woman and I'll show you an old woman. I'll show you an ugly woman.
Ha!
It's true. Oh, yeah, well, maybe there's a young, faithful, beautiful woman somewhere, sure, on an island tending her flock of dodo birds.
Ha! And men are faithful
yes.
in love. Oh, your misogyny is charming. Let me tell you something. The best man I ever knew was my late husband.
Yeah.
He was the best. A prince. I gave him my youth, my love, my life, my money. I worshipped him. I didn't breathe air, I breathed him. So what? Did that stop him from flirting with other women in my presence? No. He crawled up every skirt he could find, left me alone for weeks on end. Oh, it makes me queasy to remember. He gambled all my money, played my feelings like a fine wine. When he died, in his desk drawer next to his will, I found love letters and other women's underwear. But was I faithful to him? Oh, yes, like a good dog. I still am. I buried myself with him in this house. Entombed myself forever. I'll wear mourning until I die.
Mourning. You call that mourning? A black dress that fits you like a roll of sticky tape wrapped around your body? Mourning. You think I'm an idiot?
Excuse me.
You're so obvious. You waft from room to room, the curtains closed. Outside, young men pass on the street. They glimpse you through a crack in the blind and say, whoa. That beautiful Tamara, so mysterious. Look how she shut herself away, entombed forever. It's all a ploy.
How dare you?
Oh, please. You throw yourself on your husband's grave, but your lipstick's perfect and you smell like a perfume factory.
Have you fired?
I don't work for you. I can call a spade a spade.
Stop yelling!
I'm not yelling.
Neither am I. Get out!
Sure, pay me my money.
Never.
Never?
I'd rather die.
Great, I'll wait. Don't yell at me. I'm not your husband. I'm not your bull.
How dare you? Sit down. Get out.
Pay me.
No.
You make me furious. I think I'm having an aneurysm.
You're obnoxious and sickening. Leave my house.
No.
No?
No.
No? Fine. Luca!
Madam?
Show the gentleman out.
Sir.
Are you talking to me?
Sir.
Are you looking at me?
Sir, if you'll please.
Shut up.
Like
I'll crush you like a bug.
Sir, please. Oh, God. God help us all. I think I'm going to faint.
Get some help. Where is everybody?
Picking berries. I need some water. I'm seeing spots.
Get out of here.
Ask me politely.
You're a monster. You're crass. You're a vile animal. You're a bear!
What?
A bear! Smelly and hideous!
How dare you insult me! Because you look good in a dress, you think you...
I'm an oafish bear! Where's the stump so I can eat some grub?
That's it! I challenge you!
What?
To a duel. I'm immune to your dimples. Let's shoot it out!
What? No, can't you...
Excellent!
Just...
When shall we do it?
Now?
Perfect. My husband kept pistols. Nothing will make me happier than to put a hunk of lead through your thick skull. I'll be right back.
Madam. Oh, sir, please don't do this.
I reject the conventional wisdom that fighting with women is wrong. I'm going to shoot her like a little chicken.
Leave. Just leave, please.
She is fantastic, though. A hunk of lead through your thick skull. Fantastic. Her face flushed and her eyes. It's so sad I have to kill her.
Leave before she comes back.
She'll mail you a check. Oh, she's a little firecracker with a combustible personality. She's a fiery little rocket.
Please.
Miss Dimples. A dimpled little combustible missile. I like her. I like her a lot. God damn it. I think I'll forgive the debt. Instead of killing her, I'll take her out for dinner.
Here are the pistols. I think they're the right ones. Before we duel, you'll have to teach me how to shoot. I've never held a gun in all my life.
Oh, this is taking a terrible turn. I'm going to find the chauffeur and the cook.
Well, there are several different types of pistol. There's the Mortimer pistol, especially for dueling. They're a little more compact. What you have here are Smith & Wesson revolvers. Triple action. Beautifully made. You hold it like, this. Oh, those eyes. Firecracker.
Like this?
Yeah, exactly. Now, aim. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, look straight down the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you squeeze the trigger. You squeeze, not pull. What you want to do is aim, then squeeze, keeping your arm straight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Brace yourself with the other arm. Head back a little. Calmly. Don't let your hands shake.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
If we shoot in here, we'll ruin the furniture. Shall we take it outside?
Certainly, but I have to warn you, I'm going to fire into the air.
Excuse me?
I refuse to shoot you.
Why?
None of your business.
Fine. I don't care if you're cowardly. I'm still going to put a bullet through your thick Neanderthal head.
I won't shoot. I am a coward.
You're lying. Why won't you fight me?
Well, I'll tell you. I like you.
You like me? You're even viler than I thought. We're losing the light, shall we?
Listen, are you still angry? I'm furious too, but listen, what's the word? I need a thesaurus. I like you.
I think you're magnificent.
Not again!
What the hell kind of fragile furniture do you have? I'm almost... what's the word? In love with you.
I hate you! Don't come near me!
My God, what a woman! You make me crazy! I'm caught in your mousetrap like a mouse. I'm smitten like a mitten.
If you come any closer, I'll shoot you!
Yes, shoot me! Pull the trigger with your velvety finger and put a hunk of lead in my skull. Heaven, hell, it's all the same. Just shoot me! Oh, my God, I think I've gone insane. Listen, if I leave here today, that's it. You'll never see me again. I'm solvent, I'm tall, I'm relatively smart, I'm not unattractive. I can shoot a hole through a dime on a good day. Marry me.
I'm going to shoot you!
That's the wrong response. Oh, God, I've gone insane.
Hey, you, water!
Let's take it outside!
I'm insane, like some hormonal adolescent. I love you. I love you like I've never loved. I've left 12 women in my life. 9 left me. But none of them make me crazy like you do. I'm a pool of melted butter. I'm on my knees.
Oh!
I'm offering you my hand. Oh, this is a nightmare. 5 years ago, I swore I'd never fall in love, and here I am like a man run over by a tractor in love. Marry me. Say yes or no. Say something. Fine. You don't want to.
Wait.
Yes?
Never mind. Leave. Actually, wait. No, leave. Leave. I hate you. Oh, no, don't leave. If only you knew how totally furious I am. Oh, my whole hand is cramped from holding this horrible gun. Why are you still here? Get out.
Goodbye.
Where are you going? Wait. No, go. Leave. I'm furious. Don't come near me. Don't touch me.
I want to kill myself. Succumbing to my feelings, a stupid kid on my knees. I think I have a fever. I love you. You think I need this? I have to make a loan payment tomorrow. I'm going to regret this forever.
Oh, take your hands off me. Oh, get away from me. Oh, I hate you. Oh, let's take it outside. Luca, go tell the stable not to give Toby any extra oats.
my eyes deceive me? Can it really be Ivan Vasilievich? Oh, what a surprise! An amazing cousin. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are things with you?
Oh, very slow, my dear boy, but thank you for asking. Oh, no, sit down, please. Enjoy our humble furniture. It's so cruel of you to forget your neighbors. What's with the official-looking habillage, the tuxedo, the gloves, la la la? Are you going somewhere, you charming son of a gun?
Only to visit you, dear Stepan Stepanich.
In a tux, you marvelous bastard. Is it New Year's Eve?
No, it's about... It's like this. I come to you, my dear Stepan Stepanich, to ask you a favor. I've had the honor of asking your help before, and you've always... Excuse me, I'm nervous. Could I have some water, dear Stepan Stepanich?
He wants to borrow money. He can forget it. What's the matter, you handsome guy, you?
You see, dear Stepan... I'm sorry. Stepan Dirovich. I mean, I'm very nervous, as I'm sure you can see. You're the only person who can help me. Not that I deserve your help. Not that I expect it.
The suspense is killing me, friend. Spit it out. Come on.
Right away. All right. The thing is, I came to ask for your daughter Natalia Stepanovna's hand in marriage.
Oh, my God. Ivan Vasilievich. Say it again. I don't think I heard you right.
I would like to have the honor of asking...
Oh, my dear, dear friend. I couldn't be happier, more proud, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I've always wanted this. I've wished for this forever. My dear angelic boy. I've always loved you like a son, but why am I standing here like an idiot? I'm frozen with joy. That's why I totally frozen. Oh, from the bottom of my soul... I'll go get Natasha. What do you say?
Dearest Stepan Stepanich, do you think she'll say yes?
A handsome fellow like you, who wouldn't? I'm sure she's in love. Like a kitten. One sec.
Whoa, wait, where are you? Oh, it's cold. I'm shivering like a man in a hospital gown. Oh, I have to be decisive. If you think too much, wait too long, expect real love, you'll never get married. So cold. Natalia Stepanovna's a wonderful housekeeper. Not bad looking, educated. What more can you ask? My ears ring. I'm already worried. I can't not get married. Why? A, I'm already 35, the age where these things become critical. And B, I need an orderly, regular life. I have a weak heart and constant palpitations. I'm temperamental, I'm anxious. Right now, my lips are trembling, and I have a twitch in my right eye. But the worst thing is sleep. As soon as I hit the pillow, something in my left side goes twitch, and then it moves up to my shoulder and into my head. I jump out of bed like a lunatic. I walk around a little, then I lie down again. And just when I'm about to fall asleep, twitch 20 times a night.
What the... My father said it was a delivery, but it's you! Hello, Ivan Vasilievich!
Hello, my dear Natalia Stepanovna.
Excuse the apron, we're shelling peas. Why is it we never see you anymore? Sit down.
Thank you.
Would you like some breakfast?
No, thanks. I've already eaten.
Then smoke. The matches are right there. The weather's great today, but yesterday it rained so much we couldn't make the workers do anything. How much hay did you mow? If you can believe, I got greedy and mowed the whole meadow. Now I'm miserable and terrified it's all going to rot. I should have waited. Wait a sec, you're wearing a tux. Why? Are you going to a party? Oh, you look a lot better, by the way. But seriously, why are you so fancy?
Well, my dear Natalia Stepanovna, The thing is, I've decided to... I'm sure you'll be surprised. Angry, probably, but it's so cold.
What's wrong? Yes?
I'll try to be brief. As you know, my dear Natalia Stepanovna, I've had the pleasure of knowing your family since I was a little boy. My late aunt and her husband, I inherited my land from them, as you know... Always had the greatest respect for your father and your late mother. The Lomov family and the Chubukov family have always been friendly. One might even say familial. You also know that my land borders yours, and I'm sure you've noticed my Volovia meadows border your birch forest.
No, I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. When you say my Volovia meadows, do you mean they're yours?
Yes, they're mine.
Please, Volovia meadows are mine, not yours.
Dear Natalia Stepanovna, I beg to differ.
Well, it's news to me. How are they yours?
What do you mean, how? I'm talking about the Volovia meadows wedged between your birch forest and the burnt swamp.
Yes, those are ours.
You're mistaken, dearest Natalia Stepanovna. They're mine.
Oh, wake up, Ivan Vasilievich. Since when are they yours?
Since when? Since forever. They've always been ours.
Oh, really? Well, I see.
You can look at the deed, my dear Natalia Stepanovna. It's true. There was a period when the Volovia meadows were contested. But now everyone knows they're mine. You can't argue with facts. My aunt's grandmother leased those meadows semi-permanently and rent-free to your grandfather's peasants. In return, they fired her bricks for her. And after about 40 years, your father's peasants got used to using the meadows for free and got a little uppity. Then when the ruling came down...
That is not how it happened. My grandfather and great-grandfather both considered all the land up to the burnt swamp theirs. That means the... Why are you even bringing it up? I find this so upsetting.
I'll show you the deed, Natalia Stepanovna.
No, I see. You're teasing me. Oh, yes. We've owned this land for 300 years, and you say it's not ours. I'm sorry, Ivan Vasilievich, but it boggles the mind. I don't care about the meadows. They're worthless. But your unfairness is galling. I can stand anything but unfairness.
Will you please listen to me? Your father's grandfather's peasants, as I already explained, fired my aunt's grandmother's bricks. In return, my aunt's grandmother offered...
Grandfather,
them...
grandmother, and whatever. The meadows are ours, that's it.
Mine.
Ours. You can talk genealogy for a week and wear 10 tuxedos, but they're ours, ours, ours. I'll keep what's mine, you keep what's yours. Thank you very much.
Natalia Stepanovna, I don't need the meadows either, but we're talking principle here. Allow me to give you the meadows as a gift.
They're mine. I'll give them to you. This is just bizarre, Ivan Vasilievich. Up until now, we've always considered you a good neighbor, a friend. Last year, we lent you our thresher and ended up threshing our own wheat in November, practically. But you're treating us like dirt, giving me my own land as a present. Excuse me, but it's not very neighborly. In fact, it's brazen.
Oh, now I'm some kind of land grabber? I've never appropriated anyone's land, and I resent the accusation. Volovia meadows are mine.
False, ours.
Mine.
False. I'll prove it. I'll send my men to mow the meadows.
What?
I'll do it today.
I'll have them arrested for trespassing.
My workers can't trespass on my land.
Volovia meadows are mine. Capiche? Mine.
Please don't yell. You can scream yourself raw in your own house, but be civil in mine.
I would speak to you differently, I'm sure, madam, if my heartbeat wasn't so frightening and torturous and the veins were pounding in my head. Volovia meadows are mine.
Ours.
Mine.
Ours.
Mine.
What's wrong? Why are you yelling?
Daddy, please tell this gentleman who owns the Volovia meadows. Is it us or him?
Oh, you spring chicken. They're ours.
Really, Stepan Stepanich, how are they yours? You're a reasonable man. My aunt's grandmother let your grandfather's peasants use the meadows for free on a temporary basis. The peasants used it for 40 years, got comfortable, but then when the judge ruled...
Dear heart, what you're forgetting is that the peasants didn't pay your grandmother because the meadows were contested. Every one of their dogs knows they're ours. Obviously, you've never seen the plan.
They're mine! I'll prove it!
Dear heart, you won't.
Yes, I will!
Well, why are you yelling? You're not going to prove anything by shouting. You keep what's yours, I'll keep what's mine, let's call it a day. You insist on contesting the meadows, blah, blah, blah. If that's how it is, I'd rather give them to the peasants. So there.
What gives you the right to give away my property?
I think I know what my rights are, young man. Young man, I'm not used to being spoken to like this, belligerently and blah, blah, blah. I'm twice your age, and I'll ask you to speak calmly, blah, blah, blah.
No. You think I'm an idiot, and you're mocking me. You tell me my land is yours, and you expect me to be nice? A good neighbor wouldn't do that, Stepan Stepanich. You're not a neighbor. You're a land grabber.
What? What did you say?
Daddy, send the mowers to the meadow right away.
What did you say?
The lovely meadows are ours and we'll never, never, never budge.
Ha! We'll see about that. I'll take you to court.
By all means, take me to court and blah, blah, blah. Go ahead. I know you've just been waiting for an opportunity to sue me and a la, la, schemer. Your whole family tree is nothing but whiners.
How dare you insult my family? The Lomovs have always been honest, unlike your uncle who was sued for fraud.
The Lomovs are all crazy.
All of them.
Your grandfather was a lush and your youngest aunt, Nastasya Mikhailovna, ran away with an architect. Blah, blah, blah.
Your mother was a hunchback. My twitch. It's in my head. Oh, my God. Water.
Your father was an obese gambler.
And your aunt was a notorious gossip.
My left leg is numb. And you're a crook. My God. My heart. Everyone knows in the last election you... My eyes. I'm seeing weird flashes. Where's my hat?
That's a low, unfair, disgusting
lie. And you're a sneaky, two-faced, lying snake. That's right.
Here's my hat. My heart. I can't see.
Where's the door? I think I'm dying. I can't feel my leg.
Go ahead. Sue, away!
Never set foot in my house again. To hell with him.
What a jerk. He makes you lose faith in humanity.
Criminal. Criminal.
He's some kind of mutant stealing our land and arguing about it.
That piece of slime on the back of a snail dared to make you a proposal. A proposal!
What proposal?
What do you mean? He was here to propose to you.
Propose?
No, whiner.
To me? Why didn't you tell me this before?
Well, now, that's why he was wearing a tux. What a jackass. Thinning hair.
He was going to propose to me. Bring him back. Bring him back. Ah! Bring him back.
Bring who back?
Hurry, I feel sick. Bring him back.
What's wrong? What do you want? Oh, I'm an idiot. I'll shoot myself. No, I'll hang myself. Oh, why me?
I'm going to die. Bring him back.
Just a second. Don't cry. Ivan Vasilievich! Ivan Vasilievich!
What have we done? What have we done? Bring him back! Bring him back!
Hold
him
right here! Oh, damn it! Oh, you can talk to him. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Bring him back.
I told you he's coming! Oh, God, what a trial it is to have an adult daughter. I should slit my throat. We've yelled at him, embarrassed him, told me to get out. It's all your fault.
It's your fault.
Oh, of course it is. Here he is. You talk to him.
Terrible heart palpitations. Numb leg. My twitch is acting up.
Please forgive us, Ivan Vasilievich. We spoke out of turn. The lobby meadows are really yours.
My heart is pounding. My meadows. I see little worms jumping in both my eyes.
The meadows are yours. Sit down.
It's the principle. I don't care about the land. It's the principle.
Principle, for sure. Let's talk about something else.
Not to mention that I have proof. My aunt's grandmother gave your father's grandfather's peasants...
Really? Enough! Where do I start? So, are you going hunting anytime soon?
For snipe, my dear Natalia Stepanovna. Oh, did you hear the terrible news? You can't imagine how awful my life is sometimes. Roly, you know Roly, is lame now.
Oh, no. Because of what?
I don't know. He sprained his leg or some other dog bit him. Oh, he's the best dog, even if you factor in the money. Mm. I paid Mironov 125 rubles for him.
Ivan Vasilievich, you were ripped off.
What? For that dog, it was a steal.
Daddy paid 85 rubles for Poli, and Poli is a much better dog than your Roly.
Poli is better than Roly. Are you joking? Roly is so much better than Poli.
Of course, Poli is better. Poli is younger and hasn't really developed yet as a hunting dog, but in terms of appearance and demeanor, any mutt is better than your Roly.
Please, Natalia Stepanovna, you're forgetting that Poli has an underbite, and a dog with an underbite is an instant white elephant.
An underbite?
No one's ever said that.
I'm telling you, his top jaw is shorter than his bottom one.
Oh, have you measured it?
I have. Sure, he can chase a snipe, but can he catch it?
First of all, Polly is a thoroughbred, a real dog with a pedigree, sound of the legendary harness and chisel. And your nothing of a dog is so piebald you couldn't find his breed with a microscope. And he's an old, as ugly as a half-dead horse.
Old? I wouldn't trade him for five Polies. It's ridiculous. Rolly is a dog. Polly is a... Stupid to even argue. Polies are a dime a dozen. He's worth maybe 25 rubles.
Ivan Vasilievich, it's like you're possessed and have to contradict me. First you say the meadows are yours, then you say Rolly is... Ah! I hate it when people say the opposite of what they think. You obviously know in your heart that my Polly is a better dog. Why do you insist on lying to me?
Obviously, Natalia Stepanovna, you think I'm blind or an idiot or both. Polly has an underbite.
False.
Underbite.
False.
Why are you yelling, madam?
Why are you spewing lies? It's maddening. Your stupid Rolly should be shot and you're comparing him to...
Excuse me. I have to stop arguing. I have heart palpitations.
I've noticed that the hunters who argue the most know the least about it.
Madam, please be quiet. My heart is swelling up. Be quiet.
I won't be quiet until you admit that my Polly is 100 times better than your Rolly.
100 times worse. Your Polly should die already. My temples, no, my eyes, shoulders.
Your stupid Rolly couldn't die. He's already so half dead.
Be quiet. I'm having a heart attack.
I won't be quiet.
Now what's wrong?
Daddy, tell me honestly, which dog is better, our Polly or his Rolly?
Just answer one question, Stepan Stepanovich. Your Polly, does he or does he not have an underbite?
Oh, so what if he does? He's still the best dog in the entire county.
But isn't my Rolly a better dog? Be honest.
Oh, my dear, dear friend. Your Rolly definitely has his good points. He's purebred. He has muscular legs, round hips, blah, blah, blah. But, my handsome amigo, he has two great deficiencies. He's old, and he has an overbite.
Ha! Excuse me. I'm having some heart palpitations. Let's look at the facts. I'm sure you recall how, on the Maruskin Plains, Rolly was trotting ear to ear with Lowly, the Count's dog. But your Polly lagged behind the entire mile.
That's because the Count's aide hit him with a hunting whip.
He had to. The other dogs all chased the fox, but Polly kept chasing its sheep.
False. But let's stop arguing. I'm getting all worked up. He only hit him because he's such a good dog that everyone knows was jealous. It's true. Everyone hates my dog. You're no exception. The minute you think anybody's dog is better than your Rolly, you start saying la la la. I know what's up.
Well, I know what's up, too.
Oh, I know what's up, too. Then explain it to me.
Heart palpitations. My leg is numb. I can't...
Heart palpitations? What kind of hunter are you anyway? You should be lying on the kitchen stove crushing cockroaches, not hunting foxes. Heart palpitations.
Yeah, what kind of hunter are you? Heart palpitations. You should get some bed rest instead of trotting around on a horse. Why don't you hunt instead of insulting other people's dogs? Oh, I'm getting worked up. Let's change the subject. You're not a real hunter at all.
And you are? You only go so you can suck up to the Count. My heart. You're Machiavellian.
What? I'm Machiavellian? Be quiet!
Machiavelli!
Boy, pop,
rat, Jesuit!
Be quiet or I'll shoot you with a gun like a goddamn quail! Liar!
Everyone knows that... My heart... Your late wife beat you! My leg... My temples... Sparks... I'm falling.
Everyone knows falling. You're wrapped around your housekeeper's little finger.
Here. My heart just exploded. My shoulder's ripped off. Where's my shoulder? I'm dying. Call me a doctor.
Little boy. Mama's boy, liar. Oh, I feel faint. I feel faint.
Some hunter you are. You can barely even sit on a horse. What's wrong with him? Ivan Vasilievich? Daddy, look. He's dead.
I feel faint. I can't breathe. Air.
Is he dead? Ivan Vasilievich. What have we done? He's dead. Call a doctor. He's dead.
What's going on?
He's dead.
Who's dead? Oh, he is dead. Oh, dear God. Call a doctor. Water. Drink. He's not drinking. That means he's dead. Oh, why me? Why didn't I shoot myself? Why haven't I cut my own throat? What am I waiting for? Give me a knife. Give me a gun. Oh, he's coming back to life. Drink some water. That's right.
Sparks. Fog.
Where am I?
Hurry up and propose and... Oh, 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 the hell of it. The hell of it. She says yes. She says yes. I give you my blessing. Just leave me in peace.
Huh? What? To whom?
She says yes. So, kiss and... Oh, damn it.
He's alive. Yes, my answer is yes.
Kiss each other.
Who? Kiss who? Very nice. Oh, wait. What's the matter? Heart. Sparks. I'm so happy, Natalia Stepanovna. My leg is numb.
I'm also so, so happy.
A great weight has been lifted from my shoulders.
But you have to admit, Roly is worse than Poly.
Better.
Worse!
There we go, the beginning of family happiness. Champagne!
Better!
Worse! Worse! Worse!
Better!
Worse!
Bring us some champagne!
The Proposal by Anton Chekhov, the first in this year's Bell Canada reading series from the Shaw Festival. They were both adapted by Morwen Brebner and directed by Jackie Maxwell. In The Bear, you heard Guy Bannerman as Luca, Jim Mizon as Smirnoff, and Helen Taylor as Yelena. In The Proposal, you heard Robert Benson as Chubokov, Caroline Cave as Natalia, and Mike Wasko as Lomov. The Bell Canada Reading Series is recorded live at the Royal George Theatre in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. With special thanks going to Bill Talbot, Jim Smagata, and Jane Osborne. The recording engineer was Wayne Richards. And the producer of the Bell Canada Reading Series is Barbara Worthy. That's it for tonight. Tune in next week when we return with more plays from the Shaw Festival, Queens of France and Love and How to Cure It by Thornton Wilder. If you would like to send us a letter, please address it to Sunday Showcase, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. And send emails to sunshowcase@toronto.cbc.ca. For Sunday Showcase, I'm Damiano Pietropaolo. Good night.